Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is a Doug Loves Movies mini coming to you from my hotel room in Portland, Oregon on Saturday, March 30th, 2 Oceans 13. Since last I spoke and you listened, I had to cancel my show at Flappers in Burbank, California due to poor promotion on my part. So we have postponed the show until May 9th, and it will be changed to a Doug Loves Movies taping, quite possibly the Super Tournament of Championships. But you didn't hear it from me. Last night I did two shows at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon, and Graham Elwood played some Leonard Maltin against audience members, and I will play the audio from both shows at the end of this shorté. If you're in the New York area next Wednesday, April 3rd, Gemer, Greatest Movie Ever Rolled, is going to be playing one time only. I think it's at 9:15 p.m. at the Friars Club Comedy Film Festival. And Graham Elwood and I will be there after the movie. You throw us some Q's and we'll toss back some A's. For tickets, try Googling it. I mean, binging it. Sorry, Jonah Ray. San Diego, California. I'll be at the American Comedy Company at 4:20 on Sunday, April 7th. Los Angeles, I'm doing a stand-up show with a special guest or two at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on April 11th. I think it's only $5 to get into that one. And Phoenix, Arizona, two stand-up shows with Graham Elwood on Saturday, April 13th. Stand-up live is where that's going to happen. A couple days ago on Twitter, I asked which is better, The Princess Bride or Tootsie, and The Princess Bride won in a landslide. Don't ask me why I picked those two movies. Well, someone was asking me which one should I watch, and so I took it to Twitter because I feel like I knew that men in particular, I should say that I just asked men which one they prefer, Princess Bride or Tootsie, and men prefer Princess Bride by quite a large margin. But at D-K-I-N-K, he summed it up best on Twitter by saying, The Princess Bride is more entertaining, but Bill Murray was not in it. So, I guess that means watch Tootsie, or it's a tie. This has been Tweet Relief or Watch This Not That. I'm not sure which. Now, please try to enjoy the Leonard Maltin game with Graham Elwood at the 7:30 and 10 o'clock shows last night at Helium Comedy Club, back to back. And as always, Doug Benson stand-up shows where we don't get around to actually playing the Leonard Maltin game is a shithead.
So we are here at the 7:30 show at Helium Comedy Club in Portland, Oregon.
Yes, sir, Bob. We are.
We got some prizes to give away, Graham.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, do we have name tags in the audience at all? Do people bring name tags? Yeah. I know it's not a Douglas Movies taping like we're doing tomorrow afternoon, but still might have some folks that want to come up here and compete against Graham in one round of the Leonard Maltin game. The prizes are a copy of my album, Smug Life, copy of Graham's Paul Strike Dance Party. Yeah! Paul Strike Dance Party.
If that's just waving at me in the background, I don't see a name tag. He's just going, I'm waving.
Where are you, name tag?
I think I just wrote shit down on my napkin.
Can somebody write down, fuck up Whitey's Space Parade? Because that was a joke I said earlier tonight that I like, but I'd like to remember it. I told them that they didn't bring name tags to scribble their name down, so that's why you have a lot of those.
What are those things?
Half of a card.
There might be a real name tag over there. Why don't you wander over there and take a gander at it? And I've also got a Douglas Movies t-shirt that's up for grabs, you guys. And anything I might find on the stage right now that might be a good prize. I think these things are meant for me. Some things got on the stage.
Different kind of.
I don't want to be liable if I put them in the prize pile. Because
there might be a kid here.
How long you got to be in this place? Like 40, right? 40?
All right.
What's your name?
What's
your
yeah?
What
are you?
It's OMG
Star Wars. Wow.
Starring Scarlett Johansson as an Ewok.
And
myself as Princess Leia and a
Chewie. By the way, did you have a camera water? Did you bring
that
up here to show everybody?
Yeah.
Let's show instead of tell. Because you're not on a microphone, so I gotta tell people to hear this. She's still talking.
That's good.
Share your microphone with
there you go.
Go around and just go over there.
Alright, yeah, we'll pick this one.
Get over there.
Keep talking about it.
Right.
It's a movie, that's my face, with lipstick. And you might want to watch out this honey, because I didn't believe it's all honey.
Yeah, you might,
The bees!
Hey, don't go to the Bear Festival tomorrow, Graham, without washing your hands first. So you're covered in honey.
The honey's actually locally grown, you guys.
Okay, on the microphone. Let's get her on the microphone.
Do you need him?
No, no. I didn't say show up. I just wanted you to talk into the share microphone with Graham. There you go.
The movie premise is OMG Star Wars, episode 18, with Scarlett Johansson as an Ewok and Sarah Papinira as Princess Leia, because I'm shit crazy like Carrie Fisher.
Oscar is no joke, you guys.
Well, you know what? Asperger's is one of my favorite food trucks in town. It's girls serving up burgers in really short shorts.
Holy shit. You're an angel, sweetie. You ready to play some Leonard Maltin?
I got that one on tape.
Alright.
Okay, she's ready.
We're just gonna eat up your little honey napkin.
He's just not giving her the microphone because none of us need to hear what she's saying. It's just a constant flow. Yeah, you mentioned being crazy, which is certainly a warning sign. I'll take you seriously. Just take you your word that you are crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, crazy. You get to
my
pick?
Husband can invalidate.
Okay. My favorite, you know my favorite kind of crazy?
like quiet and just rocking back and forth.
The short answer version.
Yes, you know, like all the guys in line down at Asperger's. Wow, indeed. She's like, there was a cover charge? I had to order a ticket on the internet?
So you thought, I don't have glue, should I use tape? No, honey.
Honey was like free. I just pretended I wanted to eat it with my pizza, and the waiter like didn't question it, but he like looked really disturbed. Yeah.
You know, Graham, I think it would have been so easy to find someone.
Listen, it was weird, right? I needed honey. It was weird.
It went.
Like, say I'm stoned, I want my
pizza. She's still talking. This is still, happening.
I'm still, I told you, Carrie Fisher.
Carrie Fisher, she keeps saying. Like, that's what it's. Excuse for anything? Come on, man. Carrie Fisher, come on.
Sorry I sucked this smart out of my butthole and made you eat it.
Don't you know anything about human laws? Carrie Fisher. I cite the Carrie Fisher statute of 1807. Why are you looking at me like
that? Making shit up. Carrie Fisher.
Bees, okay.
Absolutely.
Strippers.
That really makes sense.
I was trying to say that I bet, Graham, you could have found someone in this audience that wouldn't just seem to the outside world like another Fred Armisen character.
Portlandia.
You are being so Portlandia right now. That's what makes Portland so great. It's like you just walk into a sketch from that show and go, okay. Some might think that show exaggerates, but it does not.
Who's our cabbie today? Was it your typical cabbie, like a guy from another country? No, big crazy fucking loop, fucking tribal earring, piercing, goddamn nose spear, fucking tattoo guy.
Crazy friendly, knew where he was going, yes. Had interesting information about the city.
Great guy.
Took out 3 bicyclists.
And he put his ID, you know, they got to put their ID in it, he stuck it to the bag thing with honey.
Oh. There you go. Okay, so we're out of time, but it was lovely. It was lovely attempting to play the letter wall game with you. And because you were so successful in running down the clock with your honey ramblings, we're going to let you go back to Pooh Corner with all the prizes. There you go. Wait. She wants to make an acceptance speech. Okay, let her talk. Let her talk.
Does she let my husband play? Listens to your podcast every time, like every single time. Please.
No, no, we're out of time.
But it was a good strategy. You're the Mitch McConnell of Douglas movies.
You're not gonna play and it's my fault.
Now she's having a serious breakdown. We should probably
We played
and you won. We played and you won. It's evolved over the years. The game's changed. Now the game is just come up and just be as pathetic as possible. And it's a sympathy game where, like, if we really feel like you deserve the prizes, then you win them.
Your husband won all this cool stuff.
No, he needs to come up.
She's still fighting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we gotta do another show. But also, this episode of Portlandia has to go to commercial because. FC has to pay the bill somehow. And thank you very much. Let's hear it. You're
never even got her name. I never even got her name. All we talked about was her name tag.
And maybe it's not her name.
One more time for Graham Elway. I hope you're not too disappointed that we didn't play, because I thought that was pretty fun. And funny. and hopefully not too mean. She's a good sport, and she wanted her husband to play, and you know, maybe a man can dream. You're gonna be here tomorrow. Okay, will she come with you tomorrow?
No.
No? Okay, perfect. We've made a pact in front of everyone, and it must be so. Okay, she's still talking. You know, two of my favorite cities to do stand-up in are here, and yeah, you know it. And Denver, Colorado. But the weirdest thing about both those places is, like, two of my favorite clubs, and crowds are great, fun shows, no heckling except for, like, helpful suggestions. But always someone gets way too drunk. And my theory is that Portland and Denver are so cool, especially weed-wise, that a person that is normally a pot smoker smokes a ton of weed, prepares for my show. I appreciate it. Let's be on the same wavelength. But then the person who's more of a pot person, not a drinking person, goes along with the 2-drink minimum that you find in the club, has a couple more because they don't normally drink and they've already gone too far and there's no turning back. And I think that's what happens. But in Denver, it does happen more because of the altitude. Yeah, that Mile High City stuff, they're not fucking kidding around. Like, that's why they embrace marijuana quicker than a lot of places, I think. It's just because they're all like, well, we're all feel fucked all the time. We're fucked up all day, every day anyway. You know, one drink, and we're like, woo-hoo! It's crazy. But anyway, thank you so much, Portland! Thank you for helping me write the jokes tonight. All right, it's the Late Show at Helium on Friday, March whatever this is, 29. Graham and a lady in the audience are arguing about titties. What's happening?
Titties.
Yeah, okay. You're not, this is the Late Show, but you're not drunk.
Fuck you.
Me and the audience are drunk, but you're not. You're the sober one.
I'm not drunk.
So yeah, so get us through this, Graham. Pick a name tag.
What, name
in the last show, he picked a girl that was so drunk that we didn't even play the game. Because she had a name tag made out of honey that she got here at the club.
What the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck is right? And watch your language, young lady.
She was like, I didn't have glue, so I just used honey.
Of course. Why would you want to spend money on tape? All right, let's go with Centipede.
Human centipede. Yeah. Really? Human centipede?
Throw your mouth onto a bubble.
Go stand next to Graham. Don't come near me with that human centipede thing. Ooh, it's not human centipede.
Jacob and Silent Bob. Oh, snap.
There you go. Jacob and Silent Bob.
Nice work. Hey, so your name's Silent Bob?
That's right.
Good one.
Switcheroo, Douglas.
All right, we're going to play one round of the Leonard Maltin game with our new friend Jacob.
And hi, Jacob.
If he wins, he's going to get the prize bag, and 5 people here are excited about it. Oh, let's go to the tote board. I think it just went up to 13. 13 people are excited.
This guy's weird clap gets us to 14.
I don't even want regular clap. The last thing you need is to contract weird clap. You look like that monkey with the cymbals. Okay.
Someone just said sick of corn dog in his butt.
He was talking to you, Jacob. Bend over, motherfucker!
I was going to do a call back. back to the corn dog in the butt during my, in the butt routine.
Corn dog in the butt.
Yeah.
Hi, corn dog in the butt.
Yeah.
Hi, corn dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that next time. I'm gonna remember it now. All right, you get to pick a category, Jacob. This is just between Jacob and Graham, you guys.
Oh, yelling out, please.
I'll end drunk fans. Also drunk friends. I can't even say it. How can I accuse people of being a drunk when I'm drunk?
Okay.
No, what do you mean, no way?
No way.
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 I seem sober to you right now? Tell me a way you're drunk. No way. All right, here's your first category option, Jacob.
Take control of your city.
If Bane were the Spawn Brothers.
Yeah. Do you feel in control? Do you feel it?
They just sort of say the same thing the other guy said. But.
I'm Portland Dragon.
Watch out, Portland. I just made him gay for some reason.
Yeah. Well, watch out, Portland.
Have a mayoral race in them. Take control of your city. And then there's I see dead people, and that's people that froze to death. And finally, put me in, coach. I said that wrong. Put me in, coach. And that's movies that have air travel in them. Everybody.
Vine.
Vine.
Vine. Vine that shit.
Nice vining.
Fucking looks awesome. Oh my god.
Yeah, let's look at it later. We don't only have 6 seconds to spare right now. Which category would you like, Jacob?
Dead people.
Dead people? I see dead people? Okay, this is people who froze to death in a motion picture. And I will give you some clues. And then you know how it's done, right, Jacob?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's share your microphone with Graham so we can listeners can hear you. I'm recording this in case this is a state where you can't record someone without permission. Do we have permission to record you?
Yes.
Okay.
Portland.
Somebody, we're in Portland, come on.
There's
good,
no laws
good point,
here.
Lady. There's no laws here, really?
No.
The only laws is applied to bicycles. Like, the only laws you have to adhere to.
For them or against them?
Four. Try to cut off a bunch of bikes in this town in your car. See what the fuck happens. Let's look the fuck out on you, man.
Do they pull up to the next light and stick their buns on your windshield?
Yeah, it's like when Bane lets everybody out of Blackgate Prison. It's just fucking crazy. Everybody's nuts.
Take control of your bike, Larry Sportler.
So, somebody freezes to death in this movie, Jacob. 2004 is the year. 3 stars from Leonard. He says about this movie that it is, he says the characters are likable, the dialogue isn't dumb, and it's just pretty good and old fashioned. And 2004. And, the clues don't help much. And, you have 10 names, it looks like. Yeah, 10 names. Got a boo over here for, he doesn't like the number 10. Numerals make him angry. How many do you can get it in out of 10 names?
10.
10, good, smart. Impressive. Smart opening bid.
Jacob swinging hard. I would go with 8 names.
Okay.
Six. I will go 6.
Woo!
Your 6.
shoved it right up your corn dog.
Name that movie.
All right, let's fucking do this.
Here you go, Graham. Here's your six names. It's just Graham, everybody. Just he has to name this movie.
Somebody dies, right?
Somebody freezes to death.
Somebody freezes to death.
Yeah, pretty good, old fashioned. Some other thing.
Three stars. And some other thing.
Yeah. Characters are likable.
Okay.
Dialogue isn't dumb.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's not your movie, Afghanistan.
Thank you, Doug.
Just trying to get a plug in.
I appreciate that.
Perry King. How many names you get? Six?
Six.
Satan. Austin Nichols. J.O. Sanders. Kenneth Walsh. Guy in the audience keeps saying no clue. Yeah, I'd rather play Monopoly myself. No clue. Dash Minock.
What?
There's an actor named Dash Minock. He dated, what's her name for a while?
Oh, yeah. I remember that. They had that thing?
Alanis Morissette. Yeah, he dated her for a while.
Oh, isn't that right? Fucking clap!
Wow, that's a weird form of comedy. Fucking clap! I said something, now fucking clap!
A weird form of comedy. It's fight clapping. That's
Cela Ward is your last name out of six.
Cela Ward?
Cela Ward, yeah. Starve once and again.
So, what do you think, buddy? I think we have a winner. Just in the nick of time, too, because the show has to wrap up.
Aww. All right. Aww. It was 2004. I know who this was. The movie was The Ice Storm.
Yeah. Oh.
I believe someone does freeze to death in The Ice Storm. But I believe that this particular movie also stars Emmy Rossum, Ian Holm, Jake Gyllenhaal, and Dennis Quaid. And it's called The Day After Tomorrow. He's gonna be out at the table. We'll see you out there, and I will. We're doing Douglas movies tomorrow, 4:20. Two more stand-up shows tomorrow night. I love you, Portland. Thank you, New York.
Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him kind.